body language. As I continue to grow and discover more about myself as I go through the transition process out of the military, I learned that body language is a huge part of communication. For me in particular, it's very difficult for me to hide my true feelings because my body language will speak volumes to those I'm communicating with. I've been told that I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I would agree that this is true. In particular, my husband has grown very, very good at reading my body language. Many times when my body language doesn't match up with the words that are coming out of my mouth, he will call me on that. For instance, if I say, I'm okay, and then my body language says something different in terms of the expression on my face, my posture, just my whole disposition is not matching up with my words, he'll call me on it and open up the lines of communication to get me to truly share with him what's really going on with me. So understand that body language is a part of communication. And a lot of times, depending on your personality, it'll speak more volumes than the words coming out of your mouth. That's why in today's world, technology has sometimes numb us to the art of body language or being in tune or taking notice of a person's body language because of technology, text messaging, telephone calls. A lot of times we won't pick up on body language. So just be mindful of that. I know for me, my personality, I'm very emotional. I'm a very emotional person. So my emotions come through my whole being. Not just in my words, not just in the inflection of my voice, but in my body language, my facial expressions, my posture, my disposition. You can feel it. Like there is a sense about me that you can feel that really lines up for the most part with what I'm feeling. And I try to line that up with the words that I share when I'm communicating with someone. A lot of times they don't match up because sometimes I'm just not in the mood to share. You know, I don't have the words at the moment to share what I'm really feeling. So my body language won't match up with the words that are coming out of my mouth. And in those instances, I'll share with the person I'm communicating with that I'm not ready to really talk about it at this time. And that's okay. You have to get to the point where in communication where sometimes you're not going to have the words. Your body language is not going to match up with the words that you're saying. You'll say, I'm okay, when in actuality, no, you're not okay. But at the moment, you just don't have the words to share. So be able to express that with your words and say, I'm not okay right now. I'm going through some emotions, and I just need a moment to gather myself, to get the words together so that I can really share with you what I'm feeling, what I'm having a challenge with at this time. And the person you're communicating with will better understand. And communication will be effective in that regards. So understand that body language is a huge part of communication. And it will many times speak more volume than the words that are coming out of your mouth. Don't be afraid to match up your words with your body language. If you're down or if you're feeling challenging in different situations, feel free to match up your words with your body language so people that you're communicating with will better understand, you know, what you're going through, how to communicate with you, if they need to give you some time to gather yourself in your words so you can get your words together, then at least they'll know, you know. But know and understand that body language is a part of communication. A lot of times people will notice that before they even notice or take note of the words that you're sharing with them.